try to tell them we up next. You can't stop that. This your favorite podcast. Every show is lit, baby. You know what we finna do. Slick gon' talk that slick talk. He gon' get political. Okay. Do not switch topics. Nope. Niggas is toxic.
Poppy shots don't always say it's something wrong. But
if you don't like it, what we saying, nigga? Oh, well. We try to tell you, baby, this might not go well.
This might not go.
Hey, that's it. One take. We're not even doing it again. Keep that. That's the one.
The champ is here. The champ is here. The champ is here.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of This Might Not Go Well. Yeah. Episode 158. We in the building. You ain't know who it is. It's the host with the most, B Breezy, aka Poppy Sazon.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy Slick Grayson. How y'all doing out there?
Yeah, you ain't know what you gotta do. Please download the live podcast app on iOS or Android, and please follow us on all social media at This Might Not Go Well. If any brand deals, business opportunity, please email us at This Might Not Go Well at gmail.com. Episode 158, bro. How you feeling? Cause I'm feeling good, cause the champ of the fantasy basketball league is here. Gunshot Slick! Come on now!
Well, for one, fuck you. And two, congratulations, I guess. I'm chilling. I ain't really got much to say this week. I'm here. We here. But I hope y'all doing good out there. Happy Easter weekend. Congratulations again on winning the championship. Even though you ain't seen me in the playoffs due to technicality. But it's all right. It's all right. I hope you're ready for next year. I hope you're ready. I'm coming back. I need my ring back. I need my chip.
Man, how you feeling? Right. I mean, Slick, you wasn't talking that much shit to me, so Slick, these shots ain't for you, but get the gunshots ready, Slick. man, hold on, let me go in the league, because there's some niggas that I need to talk to. I need to give some good fuck yous and some bitches out to some niggas in the league. So first of all, I want to, you know, shout out to the niggas who, you know, basically weren't bad, you know, who did their thing, you feel me? Shout out to Prom, you did your thing. Jay, you did your thing. Jimmy Tox, your team was trash. You was on a piston run. I ain't gonna lie, bro. You was cooked after the first 4 weeks, gang. You had no chance, but shout out to you. What was your boy's name again? Ekram?
E.
Yeah, E. Shout out to you. You know what I mean? You were supposed to be wrong, but I handled that for you, though. Gus, hey, nigga, you was talking all that cash shit, nigga. Fuck out of here, nigga. You thought you was gonna get Victor? You thought you wanted me to trade Victor away for your bullshit ass team? Fuck out of here, nigga. Addy. Heard you was talking cash shit in the group chats, nigga, sending my guy Slick a video talking about, yeah, you whooping niggas' ass. How you like it now, nigga? You lost in a championship, nigga. Fuck out of here. What the fuck you thought you was? You thought you was gonna beat me, nigga? You thought you was gonna beat me? You thought so, nigga? You thought wrong, little nigga.
Oh, nah. Oh, they cut him off because he's talking crazy. Oh, my goodness. This is what happens when you win championships, y'all. Just know the fantasy league is real. We go hard. And they let the boy B Breezy get a dubski. They banned him. They shadow banned him. Oh, shit. He calling me now. Yo, let me see what he said. Hold on. Yo.
Watch your God.
All right. Oh man, we lost the boy. He's talking so much shit, his laptop died, but we here with it, y'all. I got y'all. Oh man, I'm pretty sure he's gonna have more shots for the boys, but while we wait, we can just get started with some of the topics real quick. First and foremost, yeah, that Baltimore Bridge situation. If you guys did not hear about that, I believe it was a few nights ago. A ship actually crashed into the Baltimore Bay Bridge, and as of right now, we're up to over 20 casualties. But in a real, real crazy event, there was actually communication from the ship crew sending out maydays to let people know what was about to happen. So the number of casualties was actually very much reduced. So I definitely do want to shout out the people that really worked hard to try to limit the amount of casualties that happened in this event. But this shit was scary. It was definitely given a situation where, you know, the shit that you see in video games and movies, that shit really played out crazily. So definitely to anybody impacted by that, we send love and light. And if you were able to, you know, the people that were able to save some lives, shout out to them for all that hard work and due diligence in making sure that they did what they needed to do to protect people. But let's be safe, man. I think this is really a scary time because, again, we get so much information. We see all the craziness happening in the world with people as well as with, you know, structures and things of that nature. So just, you know, be aware, be safe as you can be. And in a situation where, you know, it's like not preventable, like just do your best to try to make it home to your families. Now, as we keep going with this, right, also want to send an RIP to Officer Diller out in Far Rock. If you guys didn't hear, it was a routine traffic stop a few days ago. Unfortunately, a double parked car in a bus lane, officers approached the car, and unfortunately, the members in the car started shooting and ended up killing one of the officers, man. It was really, really a heartbreaking story. I think as we get older, we understand how important it is to just want to go home, right? That is super duper important, no matter what line of work you are, and especially for our police officers, man. So I know we do take time sometimes to talk about, you know, police relations in the community, but we really wanted to just talk about that and send out love to his family. He just had a one-year-old daughter. Been on the force for 3 years. So we really, really just, again, want to send out that love and light because everybody deserves to go home at the end of the day. And especially when you think about something like a routine traffic stop, that is not something that, you know, you would ever think could end with somebody not making it home. So to Officer Jonathan Diller, we send you again condolences to your family. Thank you for your service. And we hope that the person that did this to you does receive the punishment to the full extent of the law. Okay. Oh, the champ is back, y'all. The champ is back.
Charlamagne, we live? I'm on my Razor and shit.
It's all right, bro. You know, we just talked about a few topics, headed to Baltimore Bridge. We talked about the RIP to Officer Diller, but I heard you had some more shots to take, so please carry on.
Oh, my fault. Oh, damn, you put something tragic, and then I got to go back to shit talking? But fuck out of here, because them niggas need to hear this shit. They need to hear me slick. Am I clear, slick? Can you hear me?
You are clear, sir.
Who I was on? I was on Addy.
He was on a high.
Fuck out of here, little nigga. Fuck out of here. Rome, one of my biggest shit talkers. Slick, what did I tell you this year? Slick, him and this other nigga who I'm going to get to last, I'm coming after them, Slick. Did I say that, Slick?
You definitely did. You said Rome was on your hit list.
I told you, Rome, Southside Jedi, nigga. What's good, nigga? What happened? Oh, you was hyped because you beat me during the season, nigga. You thought shit was gonna be swish and sweet in the playoffs, nigga. What did I do to you, nigga? Belt to ass, nigga. Belt to ass. I won't hear nothing from you no more, nigga. Oh, don't put my name in disrespect ever again, nigga. Fuck out of here. Now, Slick, this is the one that I need the gunshots for I need rapid fire, machine gun fire for this. Bitch, why keyboard nigga? Fuck out of here, nigga. Oh, Brian, you a bitch. Word, you a bitch. Yeah, who the bitch now, nigga? You had the, what was he? What was he like, what? 12-5? You had the best record in the league, right? You couldn't even get to the championship round, nigga. Don't talk to me. Don't mention my name, nigga. You especially, nigga, I want my money, nigga. Especially you, nigga. I want it in dollars and coins, nigga. I want you to count it in front of me, bitch. It's up in the stock for you, okay? Your season went down just like your podcast, nigga. Fuck out of here.
Don't you ever mention my name. Niggas didn't want to see me here, Slick. Niggas didn't want to see me here. Niggas try to take me out the league because a nigga got an Android. Well, fuck out of here, nigga. God don't play about me. God don't play about me. The universe don't play about your boy. It's me, nigga. I'm talking straight cash shit to the next season, niggas. From now on, everybody referring me as King Sazon in that fucking group league. You heard? And one last thing for all you niggas over here. Just give me my money. Just give me my money. Ooh, I've been holding that shit in since the beginning of the league. My niggas was being so disrespectful. I was hearing all types of B-words, Slick. I was all disrespect was flying around, Slick. I stayed down. I didn't talk shit in the chat. Niggas was talking wild shit in the group chat. I ain't seen nothing. I put my head down and got to work. So now that now we got the victory, Slick. It's up in the stock. You already know what it is, nigga. King Sazon, bitch ass niggas. Ooh. Oh man, I know the audience is listening to this like, damn, I never heard Be Breezy this animated, but you have to understand, niggas put dirt on my name. Niggas didn't want to see me here. Niggas was trying to kick me out the league. Cause a nigga missed an outing event. Niggas was trying to kick me out the league, Slick. But shout out to Slick though. Slick stuck by my side. So I said I'm not saying no hate to Slick. But fuck out of here to other niggas, you heard? Put my crown on these bitch niggas real quick. Hold on, gang. Hold on. Put my crown on. We should start video retaping this shit. Like I got my crown on. Let me go get my scepter on these bitch ass subjects over here, you heard?
Yo, I really wish y'all could see this. He definitely has a crown and a scepter. He's OD'd. So when y'all see the cover for this episode, just understand this was the energy he had for the last 2.5 hours.
Oh, man. Let me get back to my royal high. Let me get back to my, you know, majesty level. Okay, Slick. You went through a couple tags.
Yeah, we just going to jump right back into it. We just sending condolences and shit. Now we back here. Now we're going to talk about white women getting punched in the face. Okay, let's go.
Okay, yeah. Apparently, it's a trend. I'm hot as shit, bro. Hold on. I'm sweating. Whew. Felt like I'm in a Baptist church right now.
Bro, I already know the group chat about to go stupid tomorrow when I put this shit in there.
Oh man, apparently there's some people over here in New York City punching women in the face. Crazy out here, Slick. Shit's getting crazy out here.
Yeah, I seen that. They like, yo, but you gonna punch white women? You going to jail when they catch you. That's the wildest shit. Like, you really going straight to penitentiary. Like, why are you punching white women in the face? Like, why is this funny?
And the thing about it, it's for no reason. He's just doing one punch. And I think there's multiple guys. They just doing one punch, and then they just walk away. And I'm just like, bro, what is the reason? Like, I don't understand this shit at all.
I don't like shit like that too, because it's impressionable. So the kids gonna think that shit is okay. And I'm like, yo, little ass going to jail. I am calling policia.
Facts. I'm like, yo, but ladies, please carry something with you, pepper spray, stun gun, whatever you can for these niggas out here. Niggas is wilding. I don't know if anyone who listened to this outside of New York City, New York City has been on one since the beginning of this year. I'm talking about from niggas getting shot in the subway. The subway is even dangerous now because I've been hearing a lot of people getting pushed.
Yo, I seen that.
Yeah.
Somebody got killed this week on that shit. It's been wild. It's like we living in the wild, wild west.
It's crazy. How I'm sounding? I'm sounding okay?
You sounding good. You clipping a little bit, but you could tighten that up a little bit. It's all right. The people know you had to turn it up so they could feel how animated you feel about your championship.
Let me make sure my levels is correct. You feel me? I can't disappoint the listeners with, you know, bad audio. You heard?
I respect it. But while you're doing that, also wanted to take a second that to announce the MTA has officially voted to enforce congestion pricing. If you're unaware, if you want to drive through Manhattan now, starting in June, you get hit with an additional $15 fee. They don't give a fuck about taxis. They don't give a fuck about family vehicles. They don't give a fuck if you got to go there every day for work. If you want to get in and out of Manhattan, $15 congestion pricing. That shit is crazy. Like, it's like, yo, fuck all the narratives and the propaganda about New York being the city of dreams. They have broken my heart numerous times. I'm about to get a little V, and I'm like, I can't even drive into the city with this mug now. They want you taking public transport, which I understand, but taxing the people. Like, imagine you got driving to work every day going into Manhattan, bro. That's up to almost $30, maybe, and sometimes even more when it's even higher congestion pricing, right? So you're telling me I'm paying, what, $150 a week? $150 a week to go into Manhattan. Or if I live in, God forbid you live in the city and got to commute in and out of that bitch. You feel me?
It's over, bro. It's clapped, bro.
Yeah, no, nah, it might be
shit time. Not making no sense out here, bro.
It might be time to move to Jersey and commute into, nah, even then, you still got to do it. You got to take that PATH train to that LIRR. You got to find a job right off the train lines.
And also, just in case, in New York City, bro, you better make sure you don't have a property that don't have no one on it.
Boy,
a squatter might go in there and then you might get arrested for changing a lock, because that's what happened to the woman in Queens, correct?
Yo, bro, but it's the wildest part. It's like 30-day laws. There's a dude, a Venezuelan dude, who literally is going on social media, making a following, showing new migrants to the country how to do that shit. I'm like, yo, bro, that's so crazy, because I've seen several cases. Like, people went away for vacation for like a week or two and came back and motherfuckers was in their house. And it's like, yo, the audacity to do this. But then it's like, the law does not protect the citizens. And we talk about this congestion pricing, taxes, or like student loans. Everything is going against the favor of the American people. And I think that's what's so frustrating when you really get a chance to really knock it down. Like, we're at that age where it's like, all right, trying to own property, trying to, you know, own vehicles, trying to do a lot of things and start families and whatnot. And it's done nothing but get harder for us. You know, I think that's one of the most frustrating pieces. But now you tell me, if I do get a chance to get a whip, I'm paying a fee to have to drive into one of the boroughs that I pay the state I pay taxes in. You're telling me that if I buy a house and it's unattended or it's being work construction is being done on it for a certain amount of time, that if somebody feels like it's their opportunity to move into my house, where in some case, most instances, they're breaking in and then change locks and do all this shit, and if I don't catch it in time, or if they say to produce a fake deed or a fake lease, that then I'm shit out of luck. That family in Queens, bro, there was another one, like, yo, they bought $1 million home, did like $100,000 of renovations, and a motherfucker he's faking a fucking moving in there with no legal paperwork, and ain't shit you can do. And it just goes back to like our lawmakers. What are we doing? You're charging American people their hard earned money to drive their vehicles, right? But we're not changing laws that protect their property. I already said it. If I bought a house and somebody's moving that shit, somebody's dying. Because
exactly, bro.
Somebody's dying. No, respectfully, if I'm buying something for my family and you're gonna say you felt entitled to take my shit and you got this fake paperwork, oh, you're getting hurt. Like, it's going to be bad. I will make your life hell. So I just,
but just to make sure you don't change the lock, because they could arrest you for that.
Yeah, they change, but and that's the wildest part. Like, they broke, like, in one video I saw, they broke the back window to go into a house that was being renovated and changed the lock. They said nothing, Joe. So he's clearly breaking into my property. Like, clearly. Like, this shit is broke. You feel me? So just, if y'all in the process of buying a home and thinking about it, it's something to just pay attention to. Like, check your property every day. Put cameras in that bitch. Like, cause people making this is people's, like, their daily shit. They really trying to find spots to squat in.
Wait, let me ask a quick question. So if a squatter wins, right, he gets the property. Does he start paying money?
So they're not actually paying money at all. So essentially what a squatter will do and say is that, you know, it becomes like a landlord-tenant situation. But remember, as a landlord, and once that designation, you can't, and some people say, why don't you just turn off the utilities and shit like that? It's illegal to do things like that, right? So then you got to kind of work through it. A lot of times you end up having to pay them to leave the property. So that's why people do it. So it's like they'll move in the middle of a construction process. They'll get there 30 days with proof or whatever may have you. By the time you notice they've changed the locks or they've, you know, been there long enough to activate, invoke squatter's rights. And then it's like, all right, run me 5,000, run me 10,000, and I'll leave type shit. So it's like it becomes extortionary. That's why I said niggas is dying. I'm sorry. I'm not, I don't got time. What?
I
don't got time.
I didn't even know you went to that length.
Nah, you got to go to court. And you got to go to eviction. Like, you got to go to, like, housing court or whatever it's called. And then the funny, the wild shit about that is, like, if they pull up, they could come up and just keep delaying court. They're like, oh, no, I need a lawyer. I need more time. Like, they can do everything in the book to really, you know, live there as long as they want. I ain't going front. I will not commit a crime for many reasons. That's one of them ones. It's over. I don't care who it is. These hands work. These hands work.
But the next story I want to do real quick, Slick, is this an update on just this scandal that we talked about a long, long time ago. You remember that? That, you know, that 27-year-old police officer, Megan Hall, who in January 2023... was fired along with four other officers when they revealed they was just participating in a lot of sexual activities.
Mm-hmm. Well, she wrote a book.
Guess how much she was rewarded after being fired?
$3 million?
No, $500,000. She was rewarded $500,000 for getting fired for sexual misconduct. And I'm just looking at this shit like, what the fuck, Slick? Yo, shorty was busting it open while she had a whole man and X, Y, and Z and got fired, but end up with a $500 check? What's your thought?
I have none. I'm just like, hey, you ain't gonna fire me because of what I was doing off the clock, I guess.
She won the lawsuit. I mean, I just wanted to put that up there because we did talk about it, but let's get into what this episode really about. We have a few things, but this one, the diddler. whatever your pops said, he did that shit. If you didn't know, on March 25th, Diddy got his house. Two of his house was raided by the FBI, correct, Slick?
Mm-hmm. Three of them.
Three of them. And this nigga took a flight. And where he went to? Bali? Where he went to someplace?
apparently someplace that doesn't have U.S. extradition laws.
So go ahead. This is we've been talking about this Diddy case for a minute. Go ahead, tell the people.
Ah, man. So yeah, as B alluded to, Diddy's houses were raided by federal agencies. Apparently they were going in looking for videotapes, recordings, phones, computers, anything that could have information related to his alleged or accused sexual trafficking. More information came out in the court documents. It accuses people such as Young Miami of pushing cocaine and being one of Diddy's sex workers, as well as Daphne Joy, the baby mother of 50 Cent, which might explain why 50 Cent hates Diddy so much. But it's a really wild situation. Diddy's chartered plane was seen to be going to another country where he cannot be removed from, like, you know, can't be brought back under, you know, arrested pretense. It's really wild. And I think one thing that's come out also is that a lot of people are starting to say that this might be not protecting Diddy from some of the freaky shit he's been doing, but basically saying that this is all happening because of him suing the $100 billion liquor company that he had partnered with for De Leon and Ciroc. He sued them and they tried to say this is what happens when you try to get too big for your britches, black man. So definitely a wild situation. He was trying to buy BET. You know, he was trying to, quote unquote, bring love to the community. But it also, you know, he was wilding. He was wilding.
Bro, if you know you have a past the way you have a past, bro.
A past? A nigga had a party like 2 months ago.
But you know, if you have a past the way that you have a past, bro, you've been involved with homicides, sexual stuff. Why would you try to, when you have that much dirt and you know you've been doing that much dirt, you thought you was untouchable. And it just takes that company to put belt to ass and let you know, nigga. Hey, bro.
Kanye.
So now basically he's on his Russell Simmons shit.
We don't know yet. So we don't know what the next steps are going to be. There have been, I don't know if these pictures are real. There's pictures of him not like him when the plane departed at the airport, pictures of him with feds. So we'll see what the next steps are. It's just one of those situations where it's like, damn, like, it feels like. I was having a conversation earlier.
But we forgot that. They arrested Brandon,
his
drug mule.
His drug guy.
Brandon Paul.
how y'all catch that nigga played at Syracuse? How y'all catching this shit? Like, that's my thing too. I'm like, y'all niggas knew about all this shit already. It's just because he got in trouble. Now y'all leaking all this shit. But I was having a conversation earlier. It was just like, yo, we all know how crazy and weird Hollywood is, right? But now it's like we're getting to a point where like all the secrets are coming out, and it's just like a lot more people know about this than have been accused as of yet. So it's going to get progressively weirder and nastier in a very short amount of time. So just, you know, pay attention. There will be shit that comes out that is a little distracting, but some wild shit is definitely coming down the pipe.
And then his sons are pretending like nothing's happened. I'll be sure son went back to his father.
Yo, he said, come back to you. Yo, come home, son. The door is open. Son, I'll be signed. Yeah, father, hashtag biological. I was like, oh, Future gonna use that shit real quick.
Yo, and then Stevie J over here wanna fight 50 because 50 he's getting at Stevie J. 50 Cent having a ball right now because he's been getting his shit off for the past 40 to 72 hours now. This shit is crazy. 2024 has turned out, the first quarter has been a whole bunch of shit, Slick.
Bro. We literally just about to enter quarter number two, and we already got sex scandals. We got rap beef, the whole shebang. Well, let's keep it pushing for time purposes.
Yes, yes. Just real quick for Anthony Mackie. Hey, leave celebrities alone. I'm not gonna play this video, but basically, this fan saw Anthony Mackie, the Falcon or Captain America now, at the gas station, and basically tried. You gotta understand, these niggas are regular folks. And Anthony Mackie has told numerous times, hey, you see me in public, don't come up to me. And I'm with that. I hate that sometimes us fans be so entitled to think that niggas supposed to acknowledge us and fuck with us. This is not no meet and greet. We're not at no premiere. We are not at no fan interaction event that he's supposed to give him his time. Now, yes, it'd be nice for him to do it, but hey, to anyone out there, your favorite celebrity or whoever, do not owe you anything to give you anything and if it's not at an event that you did not pay for.
That's a fact. They are people at the end of the day. You don't get, and you're not entitled to have their entertainment and their actions.
And now, real quick, I just want to talk about the Kaisenet and Tyler's stream. Yeah, it's like South Africa. I'm going to South Africa. I need me one of them. Okay. You Tyler and her album was fire. Yeah, South Africa. Y'all gonna see me. Johannesburg. I'm in there. It's like we gonna do it this month. I'll go world trip over there.
Oh, fine.
I mean, you could bring your missus. I'm sure she wanna see Mother's Africa. I know she wanna see Mother Africa.
Let's go to Afrocella. So let's do a live pod from Afrocella after. Yeah, let's do it.
But that stream was hilarious. And then also, I know we, for time purposes, we're not going to play the clip where he got friend zoned, but good Lord.
She said, why would you do that? But we friends, though. You right.
he had to, and then, you know, after the stream was over, my nigga was crying. Nigga, same. Put that Drake playlist on. It is lit. on to next news. Let's get to music, Slick. This is Drake versus everybody. Slick, get the gunshot ready because I'm on one for this two over here. I have more to add to the list, Slick. What we already had on the list? Fuck Pusha T, fuck Pharrell, fuck Ye, fuck the whole state of Virginia, fuck VSU. Now we can say fuck Future, fuck Metro Boom, fuck Rick Ross. fuck anybody else who is against Drake. You heard? That's what time I'm on now, Slick.
Damn, we about to argue.
Cause and fuck TDE, nigga. Fuck Punch. All right, fuck Moosa. Okay, fuck everybody that roll with that nigga over here. Because once again, a nigga who not outside talking on the GOAT's name, who been outside. You heard? You could introduce this topic, Slick.
All right. So, if you haven't heard, the boy Drake has been shot at. Well, and the bars have been delivered. Future and Metro Boomin just dropped the first part of their 2-part album, We Don't Trust You Niggas. And a lot of revelations came out about the fallout between Drake and Future. And it seems that Kendrick Lamar has been added to the fire. They just dropped the track like that, where Kendrick Lamar takes not so subtle shots at Drizzy Drake Rogers. I would play some of the bars, but we definitely gonna use it as my song of the week just because the shit hard. The shit hard. No disrespect to Drizzy. But
you're not a Drake fan. But I'm overall membership away from you.
I'm gonna tell you why I'm gonna pick it. Why I picked it though. I picked it because if we being 100% honest, there was no personal shots. It was all about your bars. It was all about his work. I can't feel bad about it.
No, I agree with you. The personal doesn't come from Kendrick. Kendrick is just one.
Kendrick said your shoes whack, your jeans whack, your braids whack. He was on his
ass. Not listening to a nigga who not outside who throws stones and disappear. We not listening to a nigga like that. You heard what Drake said. You heard what my boy Drake said. And then also, I think Drake could take his sweet time responding back. Because first of all, shout out to Metro, even though he be hating on Drake, but they released this album at a perfect time. We released him when he's on tour right now and he's not really in the music mode right now. So he already has obligations. So he's not really trying to get into the booth and write bars for you niggas like that already. And then also J. Cole is preparing for Dreamfest, whatever. This was an immaculate time to release a diss track when both of these niggas are quite busy and not able to run. Because now niggas are using a Drake line, oh, I'll give y'all 4 days where you're at on him. And it's kind of like, when you're at the top, you don't depict when I respond. And Drake is at the top. So when he finished this tour, best believe, 666666.
Nah, bro, I respect it. It is crazy. This shit is all over a joint. That's the wildest part. They were saying this on Joe Budden. It's like, they always fighting over the same girl. She ain't worried about these niggas. That's the wildest part. She talking about her actual boyfriend. I'm like, if I'm her nigga, I'm tight. But I'm also like, yeah, I got a baddie. But at the same point, like, come on, my nigga. But it's wild. Like, Kendrick was wilding, bro. For all the dogs getting buried, this a K with all these nines. Pet Cemetery.
I thought you was over your gang with me. I thought you was over your gang.
I'm a Drake
fan.
I'm not going to lie. But I'm also not going to lie. Niggas said, yo, let's see if he's a problem. I respect it. As you guys think about it, we talk about the sport of hip-hop all the time. Again, it wasn't personal. I'm not leaking your son's address or nothing or telling you your engineer should die from sickle cell. I'm not throwing no nasty bars. Like, legit, I'm calling you out to defend your crown in hip hop. Y'all the big three? Nah, fuck that. It's big me. And I'm excited to hear what Drake say.
He can't be.
Hey, we don't.
You drop the Steppers or whatever, nigga. Your little Miles Morales Spider Man album, and niggas don't talk about that shit no more.
Steppers was a good album.
Done fell out of rotation.
The Steppers was a good. None of these niggas have missed recently. I mean, All for All the Dogs is growing. It's getting better with time. But at the same point, you think about the bar quality and things of that nature. We Kendrick and Drake and Cole is there. I feel like Cole.
But you can't talk about a nigga who just released Scary Hours 3 when he don't even have to release. In two and a half years released 4 albums and an EP on niggas.
He did give him a compliment.
Kendrick Lamar is not outside.
He gave him a compliment though. He said your best shit is a light pack. He said it. He gave him compliments. Yeah, nigga, I know you can rap. Now we here. Honestly, this is a very well timed beef because it's just like, yo, all right, you showed the world you can rap now, nigga. What's up?
Nigga always rap.
I understand that, but remember mainstream Drake. Drake was like, I'm out here getting awards and Grammys and accolades. And then he said, I'm gonna give y'all that. They said that shit on Joe Budden. He's like, oh, the nigga put this shit out. It was he ain't wanted to succeed. He's like, I gave y'all the shit y'all wanted. Y'all ain't supported. So fuck it. I'm back to doing whatever I'm doing. So I'm not mad at it. I'm excited. I think I'm more so a little disappointed in the rap civil war. Now you got Rick Ross, The Weeknd, Travis Scott. Like,
but we knew all them niggas. Drake been saying it in his raps. He's been doing niggas been hating him on the low. But it's funny how niggas who biggest hits Future are on his songs are talking shit. Yeah, Rick Ross, that's why we invited your ex-girl to the show. And we might invite her back to the New York show that I'm in, nigga. Fuck your lemon pepper. I'm on it, Slick. I'm on it. I'm riding.
Yeah, bro.
And Travis, we saw what you tried to do in Rolling Out, little nigga. You try to make them play that song to begin with, but they luckily Metro play a lot of song, but you wanted them to play that diss record. So Travis, you ain't safe. Fuck out of here. Most of your biggest tracks is featuring the boy.
Yeah, his biggest song is.
And in the weekend, nigga, you would still be looking like a fucking weirdo in Canada if we didn't put you in Crew Love, nigga. We thought we patched things up with you niggas. And Nav, fuck you too, Nav. You want to unfollow Drake? We ain't Turks, baby. Yeah, that's why my nigga disrespect you in the caption. You don't even get a fucking bar in a diss track, nigga. You just get a bullshit caption. I'm all one slick. I'm all one with these niggas.
That's fair. But I think we about, let's have civil discourse. Let the rappers rap. We know y'all all can make a hit. Y'all all got number ones. Like that about is literally might be the biggest streaming raps, like numbers are saying it'll be the biggest streaming rap debut ever. And it's a song you're going to hear outside. I think that the formula for that record was like, yo, yeah, we got bars, we got shit to get off, but we also going to follow the Drake formula. We're going to get a Billboard hit out of this. It's going
to
be good.
So Slick, they follow basically back to back, Slick. So y'all following me even when y'all disrespected me. What? So that's why Drake is not even taking his time. He's not even taking this shit serious because y'all basically newsing what I've newsed. You saw back to back work. You saw niggas playing that shit in the club. So what you try to do? You disrespect me on a track that you've and Kendrick Lamar, you finally have women singing your shit in the club. That's the first time ever, right? Because before then, niggas were only singing your fucking problem verse. Niggas wasn't singing no Kendrick Lamar in the damn club. Now you finally got a record that you could actually play in the club now, nigga. Congratulations to you, nigga. I'm on one, Slick. I'm on one with these niggas, Slick.
I'm not mad at it. For Tom's sake, like I said. We will continue to do the deep dive. We'll keep breaking it down. But this is something to watch. Do we get a response before next episode?
No, we don't.
Is Cole going to say something? Because, I mean, Cole kind of got little brothered in this shit.
J. Cole need to say something. Drake, you don't have to say nothing for real. J. Cole, you have to say something. Only reason why is because in his features, he's been talking like he a big dog. What he said in that little Yachty verse, he FaceTimed me. He saw the Reaper. He been talking about how when he really want to bury a rapper, he literally talked about bury a rapper. So J. Cole, you've been talking big shit for the last few years. Are you really battle tested the way you say you are? But I got love for you though, because you're on our side though, you know.
Damn, bro.
But you know who gets overlooked in all of this once again, and I feel so sorry for him. Big Sean, man. Shout out to Big Sean real quick. That Tiny Desk performance was amazing, and it really showcased, like, I haven't been sleeping on him. I don't think we both have been sleeping on him, but I think the public has been sleeping on the quality of songs and quality of hits Big Sean has had, and I'm glad that this Tiny Desk performance highlights that.
No, 100%. I think he just dropped a single. He, you know, he had the freestyle that was dope as fuck. Like, he show he's here. He looks like he got good energy going right now. So hopefully this Big Sean, next Big Sean rollout is dope as fuck. And, you know, again, we in a good era for hip-hop right now. We know the country music and the pop music started taking back over the charts in the mainstream. So let's see what hip-hop got to say about it going into the summertime.
Real quick, Jhené Aiko just released her tour that has a whole bunch of R&B, or female R&B singers. We out.
I might be able to fuck with that. I ain't getting invited to the Drake show, but we can fuck with the Jhené joint. I just want to hear Pussy now, live.
Juvenile just released a visual for 400 Degrees. We even didn't know 400 Degrees was his most successful album. How do you feel about Juvenile releasing this after like almost 20 years? And what song you love that does not have visual that you would want to have visual?
Lovers and Friends.
You didn't get it popping. Chris Brown, which was more with that.
Yeah. Some of the deep cuts. I think it started when Chris Brown did the what's it called joint, the fucking Rover Tyson, like that shit.
Yeah.
And it's like niggas being able to go back in their catalog. I think that's the beauty of streaming and just this era. Like, if you got a catalog and you didn't make a video for a song, you could legit put it out now. There's nothing stopping you. So Juvie putting out a song from 25 years ago with a video, that's bringing it back for a new era, while those people that love the song can enjoy it in a whole different medium. So definitely, you know, joints like that. I need 50 Cent to do a Poor Little Rich joint. That's my shit. You know, if you're from Southside, that's one of your joints. Trying to think, bro. Because I feel like now, because of the way the internet works, people will throw together a quick little video for some of their joints and just put it out on streaming. But I'm going to need a couple. I got a couple breezy songs. I need a Sorry Enough video. I think what else is in my what's it called?
Did he release a shot for me?
They ain't do a shot for me.
I need that. Just for nostalgia reasons, just us and being in college and how impactful that whole album was for us in college. That shit was at all the black theater plays. I need that shot for me.
Nah, bro. I need a superstar video from Usher. I need him to stop playing around.
Oh, yeah.
He was wilding out doing that when the challenge started. If you get a challenge to one of your songs, put the video out ASAP. Put the video out.
Facts. I think all the old artists definitely need to get on this wave that Juvenile is doing, because there's a lot of songs back then, and I know back then the budget was high and whatnot, and maybe there was a lot of gatekeeping. This is good. This is good to not only get your streaming numbers up, but also maybe possibly release some new songs and get some more, you know, popularity in this era. I think that's a good idea. Shout out to Juvenile.
With Chris Brown, I need that Pitch Black. I need that video.
I need to go a whole list.
Dead ass. Like, in my head, a song is fire to me when I can really think up a video and I can make a direct video in my head to it. So, like, that's always been something I was like, I would love to do that shit. Like, I think that would be tough. But, yeah, it's a couple. I got to go through my list. I definitely got a bunch, at least, like, 40 songs that deserve videos in my mind.
That's a fact. Ice Cube. It recently got leaked that Ice Cube offered $5 million for Caitlin Clark to participate in the Big Three. And this caused a lot of controversy. And I just want you to play this one video real quick. It's from Lexi Brown. It's on Twitter. I'm a re-forward it again. But this was some of the sentiments from the WNBA players when they heard about this leak contract from Ice Cube.
But why is this a bad thing? I don't understand it. Oh, see what's about. Here we go.
If you open the article and you see what he said was his reasoning, he wanted to provide more opportunities for WNBA players and provide opportunities to not go overseas. So you offered the contract to a player who's not yet even in the WNBA. Mm. Big Three does not happen during overseas season, so that doesn't make sense.
That's true.
And then you pretty much offended all of the European countries that open their doors to us, give us a lot of money, a lot of love, and a lot of experience by calling them dismal and dubious. And there are some very beautiful countries that we have the opportunity to go play in. So, I mean, if you're going to say that it's for that, then stand on that. But I don't think I think he's trying to make a business decision, which he's a businessman. That makes sense. But to mask it in this, I want to uplift and support WNBA players and women athletes, is kind of a cop out, I think. And I don't think it really makes any sense.
It's like, what do y'all want support or not? I don't get what's the problem, Slick.
Well, she's not in the WNBA yet. That's one thing I could give that part of the argument. Definitely credence as things. She's not even in the WNBA.
But she declared for the draft.
She definitely did. But she's going to get drafted. But I'm just saying, like, you offered her a contract that might even make her put hesitation. Like, do I go to the WNBA, pay for $250,000 for 30 games plus playoffs?
They said the rookie contract is $75,000.
So $75,000. Ice Cube's offered me $5 million for 8 games, possibly plus playoffs. Right.
10 games.
So imagine that. I don't have to necessarily be in the league. That might dissuade her. Like, all right, cool. I could play in a Big Three for $5 million, go overseas after that, you know, get my bread, and then decide, like, maybe she don't want to go to Indiana, right? So it's an option. I also think for him, it's a good business move, but I think he should have probably offered some deals to, like, you know, other current WNBA stars, right? I think the Big Three has evolved. It's not just the league for the old heads, the retired players that still want to play. They've added some social media stars and, you know, overseas foreign guys who we know have big followers, like Frank Nitti. Now you add some of the high quality it's almost like the professional version of the NBA All-Star game, celebrity All-Star game. You get like celebrity female basketball players, you know, retired players, internet, YouTube, TikTok basketball stars, right? So I'm not mad at the move, but I also do agree that you can't really frame it as like you're creating access for these women, because you're only doing it to one woman. I think if he would offer deals to multiple, because it's like, even you say her max deal is $5 million, but you threw out a couple $1 million deals out there, you're going to get it back. People want to see these girls play. And again, you're playing against veteran players and what's it called? It might be interesting.
And I agree with you, but Slick, I want this to show, I want to remind the public, this was leaked. because OJ Jackson Jr., his son, was on Twitter correcting a whole bunch of stuff. Apparently, there's been offers to WNBA players to join Big Three. Okay, that's fair. And this was not even, this was supposed to be kept in dark. They're still in talks. It hasn't really been, but my whole thing about it is get the support where you can. Yeah, I was just complaining about Brittany Griner being basically having to go overseas to go seek leagues to play in to gain money because they're not getting paid that much in WNBA. Now he's basically opening up an avenue. This could be an avenue for WNBA players to come and play and gain money. So it's kind of like you're, from how I'm seeing it is, y'all want support, but y'all are chopping down when support is given. Yeah, it might not be idealistic or something that you want right away. You know, definitely could be straightened out, but it's a start. I think for me, it's just a start. If this turns out to be successful, if Caitlin Clark comes in and does what she need to do and build up the publicity of Big Three, that opened up the avenue for a whole bunch of other folks. And then that shows other leagues. And also shows the NBA, yo, let's do more involved. So it might not be anything right now, but in 5 years or so, we can get to the result that y'all been asking for. And I think, and I'm not, we for time purposes, I really want to have an in-depth discussion on just the WNBA woes and just the, and the facts, but just, she averaged 4.9 million viewers in the last, in the championship. That's big numbers. That was four times what the WNBA finals got. Come on now. But Ice Cube keep doing your thing. Real quick, Draymond Green needs to retire, bro. I'm over it. I'm over this nigga, son. I'm over this nigga. He just got ejected. Like what, six minutes in the game? Three four. To 6 minutes, right?
4 minutes.
Four. Earlier this week reported that he was choking out his head coach.
That was fake.
That was fake?
That was fake.
You see, his behavior is so bad, my nigga. I believe the shit. That's how bad it is now. And he it's kind of like, bro, you playing some type of basketball. I really think he has some inner demons that he need to address, bro, because this shit's starting to get out of hand, bro. What's your thoughts, real quick?
Nobody's checking him. Somebody said it. I think, who was it? I think Jay Williams said, he was like, yo, this is an indictment on Steph's leadership because he can't rein Draymond in. But they've let Draymond be the leader for so long, he has a need to be reined in, you know? So now it's like you let somebody run amok for X, Y, and Z. And when we win in championships, it's fine. But now it's one of those like, you're fucking things up for us, bro. We struggling. We trying to make the playoffs. And we, you know, we 10th spot, we got to play the Lakers. And if we beat them, then got to play either the Kings, Mavericks, or Suns. That's a tough task. You feel me?
It is a tough task, especially when he's in press conference talking about he don't care about the Houston Rockets, and the Houston Rockets is playing off 10 straight, and Jalen Green balling the fuck out.
Having three kids in like 3 months to do that to you,
bro. I ain't gonna lie, Jalen Green, bro. What is you doing, bro?
Strap up, King.
Three baby mamas, all in 1 year.
He don't know no better.
And you're not going to get the rookie max deal. Niggas is not giving you that.
You're not getting one.
Yeah.
You're not getting one. He might see Andrew Wiggins' numbers, 125 over five.
And what you said, it was 17%, right? Each kid.
That's in New York. Yeah, but if it's a different mother, if it was in New York, it'd be 17%. So he has the three kids by three different women. That's the rumor. So he would be paying 17% each time. I think it'd be like off of the different numbers. So 70% off his 100, 70% out of his 83, and then so on and so forth.
All right. And then real quick, what you thought about Michael Porter Jr.'s brother and the gambling scandal?
We knew that was happening. We understood. If you set a parlay, you understand that these niggas be point shaving. That shit, they had to pick somebody they could go after that wasn't going to be like, they're going to ban him from the league, and if it all comes out to be true, Like, they needed to pick somebody to be the poster child. Like, we will do this to you too if it's found out you're betting on sports. But it's tough when you say, like, all right, he making $400,000. He got an opportunity to play because of injuries. But it's like, all right, bet. I wonder if the bookies told him, if he was like, I'm going to bet on myself and see what happens. Because that's a while. I don't bet on Raptors games, but I've never seen that nigga on no bet slip anyway.
Bro, I didn't even know Michael Porter Jr. had a brother.
Nah, I did. They both got hurt in college. They both tore. Well, his brother fucked up his knee, but then Michael Porter Jr. got the back surgeries. He was nice, too. He still is nice, but he might be playing in West Bumblefuck after this.
And we could docket this for a future episode. We just got to talk about gambling and sports, because we didn't even talk about the L.A. Dodger pitcher. I don't know how to pronounce his name, so I'm not going to butcher it. his translator basically got fired.
Oh, Shohei Ohtani?
Yeah, his translator got fired because he was betting on games, and now they're trying to connect the pitcher to that, but the pitcher keeps coming out and saying, I never knew, no knowledge of this, X, Y, and Z. But I'm just like, this man been your best friend for how long and been your translator for a minute? You telling me you gave him money to pay off his debt? You telling me you didn't make no debts or nothing throughout all them years? All right, but you the face of the Dodgers, so they're not going to do much to you. But hey, all you little players over there in any sports, if you don't have a big name, stop that shit now. Because right now they're not going to make a big deal out of the stars, but you little niggas, they're going to kick you out immediately. All right, let's get to our song of the week. Word. If you listen to this on YouTube, exit. And please go to preferably the live podcast app on iOS or Android, or you go to our Apple Music playlist or our Spotify Music playlist and listen to our song of the week. What you got this week, brother?
I told you, I got to play that like that. And before we get to song of the week too, yeah, fuck that Good Time sequel, but we'll talk about that next week. This is Like That, okay. Future, Metro Boomin, and Kendrick Lamar. Another bottle if you like that. If you like that.
These niggas talking out of their neck. Don't put no coughing out of your mouth. I'm way too paranoid for threats. Hey, let's get it, bro. DOT, the money, power, respect. The last one is better. Say yes, a lot of goofies with a check. I mean, I hold them sentiments symbolic. My temperament bipolar, I choose violence. Okay, let's get it up. It's time for him to prove that he's a problem. Niggas clicking up, but pay not be legit. No 40 water, tell him. Yeah, get up with me. Fuck sneak dissing. First person shooter, I hope they came with three switches. I crash out like fuck rap. This Melly Mel, if I had to, got two T's with me. I'm snatching chains and burning tattoos. It's up, lost too many soldiers not to play it safe. If he walk around with that stick, it ain't Andre 3K. Think I won't drop the location, I still got PTSD. Motherfuck the big three, nigga, it's just big me. Nigga, boom! What? I'm really like that, and your best work is a light pack. Nigga, Prince outlived Mike Jack. Nigga, boom! For all your dogs getting buried, that's a K with all these nines.
You gon' see Pet Cemetery, nigga, boom! Wow.
You are op. You are
that
op.
Shit hard.
You, you are op.
That shit.
You are hard. An op.
That shit.
When I see Drake, this episode, when I see Drake, I'm gonna make sure I tell him you are op.
That shit hard, bro. I'm sorry. And then let me see. Eeny, meeny, miny. Let's play. Let's give Tyler some love. This is Tyler featuring Gunna and Skillabang. Jump.
Original gal, you want a replica? No. Smoothie, no regular degular. No. Pretty for real, I'm pretty for my cellular. No. You don't say you're hot. No.
They never had a pretty girl from Joburg to me now, and that's what they prefer. I don't touch no wheel, cause I got a chauffeur. First class, how I get around the world. Just miss me with the drama, unless you call me with the commas. Or DJ turn the sound up, cause we about to pour the rounds up. From Jersey to Ibiza, they say it doesn't get sweeter. Feel my body banging like speaker. Ooh, sweating on my concealer. Skin tight, no millimeter. And my face can't make him feel weaker. But you know that my body is a healer. Ooh, I love to make it jump, 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 jump. Oh, you know I love to make it jump, jump, jump. Dum, 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 back it up, up. You know I love to make it jump, 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 jump. Jump, jump, jump.
Yes, that was Tyler featuring Gunna and Skilly Bang.
I'm her biggest fan.
She's like 20.
She's 22. Don't do that. You see, you try to get me on my. This one, man, I've been on my Cali shit, man. I've been like, I had like at least four Cali artists I wanted to play this week, but I'm gonna stick to two. Now, this is from the person who's the biggest, not the biggest, but the one that's being referred as King of LA, the up and coming artist right now. This is Big Sad off his new album, My Side, Their Side, The Truth. Here's Big Sad, Midnight in LA.
That midnight in Los Angeles, nigga. Nah, for real though, like, nigga. LA.
Look. Hey, I ain't gonna lie, I jump on a 91 East, nigga. I slide all through Long Beach, Compton, Watts, back around the South Central, West LA. Nigga, I be in Carson, Hawthorne, Gardena, Inglewood, Santa Monica, nigga. Hollywood, the Valley, Mary, burning out in the CA. I'm on the Shaw, 20,000 on Rodeo, left 16 in the mall. When it's wartime, I get a nigga torch. I'm who they call. I might go and see LeBron, then forget what I saw. You can go and get some Roscoe's, you can get some Charlie's. Some niggas want them Lolos, I'ma get a Ferrari. They bitches tryna gangbang, they ain't play with no Barbies. We put foes in our pop, we ain't drinking Bacardi. I done turned the city up, it's about to be a party. I'm a LA nigga, I want a Rollie, like fuck a Cardi. Tryna crash with the ops, nigga. Let's get it started. Better keep your head up, or I'ma down you at that Target. Slide down Western, slide down Fig. Know some niggas that's from Compton. I got homies in the pen. I be in the low.
Big Sad, 1900. You know, My Side, Dead Side, and The Truth. Ghost of the, I think that's possibly one of my favorite albums of the year so far. It's just a smooth listen. And just on sticking on the LA artist vibes, this is from his album that he released earlier this year, Songs for Your Bitch. Here's One Take J, Great Sweat Season.
Like a tic tac, put that little shit on my tongue. She told me I'm the only nigga that made her come. Plenty rounds, ain't no tapping out. I'm the one, bitch. Goddamn, she like when I pull up in that one fit. Gray sweatpants, she keep staring at the dick print. BBL, peanut butter seats, all thick shit. What is them? Shoes big as fuck, I'm a misfit. Fuck it up, I just put them all on my shit list. Damn, why your calls keep dropping? I got Sprint, bitch. I see bad bitches, let me get them. Perk head, just like a drug habit, all my hoes 10. Like a diaper backwoods, packed with that good shit. Like a diaper backwood, packed with that like a tic-tac, put that little shit on my tongue. She told me I'm the only nigga that made her come. Ain't no tapping out, I'm the one, bitch. She like when I pull up in that one fit. Gray sweatpants, she keep staring at the dick print. Gray sweat, she keep at the...
All right, so that was our song of the week. You can find our previous song of the week on Apple Music Players or our Spotify Music Players, but that's not what you're here for. You're here for the people's choice, the people's favorite, Slick Drop It.
I can be toxic, but so what? You gonna love it here. Shit, fuck is you talking about? We have fun over here. It's very fun here.
And it's fun indeed. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Toxic Service announcement. All right, welcome to this week's TSA, sponsored by no one, but you can sponsor us by emailing us at thismyuncleba@gmail.com. And we got a special guest, because right now me and her beefing right now, so I don't know if I want to give her any praise right now, but we got Big Money V in the building. You know why we got beef. Instead of
because
seeing
I
the six
see
gods,
a light-skinned demon.
But you want to see a nigga who do coke. I don't know about this.
In okay? my opinion, everybody do coke.
Who everybody?
I say us. I'm just saying.
Oh man, Big Money V, how you doing? You know, you say that we've been fake to you. We haven't put you on the podcast in a minute. How you been, Big Money V?
And you have, which I'm not denying, but I've been busy.
Last time we tried to call her, she dubbed us.
I was doing something. That's nothing personal.
Trying to play.
And now, look at her. But Big Money, we have some topics here that we wanted a woman opinion on this week. All right, this first one is friends with benefits. This is on the Instagram, but I sent this on Twitter. Slick, you want to drop this real quick?
Nigga, what it say?
The rules of friends and benefits.
That's on Instagram. I got you. Dang, there's rules to that. I always thought it was just like whatever.
I thought so too. I thought, you know, at when you get older, you're supposed to, you know, be upfront and honest, but apparently not so.
I don't agree with that. I think it's supposed to, man, that's dumb.
Mm-hmm. This shit never sent. Let's it just sent right now.
See, I was like, I know I'm not crazy. Not that crazy anyway. Hold on. That should be coming through soon. Damn. Friends with benefits rule. That's dumb. There we go. Let's run it.
When I was in the streets, I was this guy. And I thought it was okay because I thought it was more of a respect level. If I'm fucking with you, I want to go do the things that I also like to do with somebody I enjoy fucking and being around. Then you get this whole stamp of like, we're doing relationship shit. No, we're just doing things that I find fun. If we're fucking and I like to be around you, we're not going to go go-karting. Right. I like to go-kart. We're not just going to go do shit.
The majority of men do not treat women that they are not in a relationship with dignity, respect, or like they want to spend extra time with each other. What I'm telling you is, men are not nice to women that they are not in relationships with a lot, and they don't often take women that they're not in relationships with all these places that he names. It is not often that women you are just fucking are meeting your family and hanging out and going all these places with you and seeing you regularly.
What if I'm not ready to be in a relationship and I make that clear from the beginning and we know what it is, we're doing the friends with benefit thing? What if I'm also not good at dogging women out? What if I'm not good at, yo, 4 a.m., yo, bitch, come through to get fucked? What if I...
That's sick. That's also
like,
sick.
Like, what if after we fuck, I'm like, you know, it's 9 a.m., like, hey, I know a really good diner.
Hold me.
Do you want to go get some breakfast?
Or I want to be held.
You just have to do that with the right person, because the wrong person will attach feelings to that. But I also think that you can do that and still establish boundaries throughout that.
First off, most importantly, what's going on with son haircut?
Oh, all right. That was if you didn't know, that was a snippet from the new Rory and Maul episode that they just released. And so they do this thing called the voicemail on a Patreon, where the people on the Patreon can leave voicemails and ask some questions. And apparently, a guy who called in said that he had a friends of benefits with a girl. They both understood what it was, but they started hanging out and everything. And then after a while, she got upset with him because she was like, "Oh, we basically doing relationship stuff, and you leading me on." And that sparked the whole debate. So let me ask you two, what is the rules of friends with benefits? And have you done friends with benefits?
Ladies first.
I just want to say the rules vary per person. Because half of the shit that they mentioned, like, oh, if you just fucking one lady, they don't get to meet like your family or like important people in your life. I beg to differ. This is why I say meeting a man's family, friends, that shit don't mean shit, because every bitch done met them. You done passed Miss Paula in the living room 2 times.
Not Miss Paula.
That ain't the last time. You ain't the first bitch Miss Paula done seen.
Now, it'd be the worst when your mom be snitching on you. Oh, wait, is that the one that you bought the other night? That's a rare occasion. I'm like, come on, gang. Don't do that.
That's a rare occasion. Damn. Nah, friends, have I done it? I've done it before. I think that it's just...
Oh, yeah, I remember that one time.
It was more than one time. You met a few of them back in the day.
Yeah, then you had love, and then you had this one person who ex was trying to get... You know what? We're going to say that for the Patreon.
Yeah, not too much.
I like fucking with her because you...
That shit did not bother me at all. Just now, you threw it out there. I'm fine. It's in the past. It's like 10 years old. Damn, it's like 10 years old. I'm old. Anyways. I think that... In that space, it's just like you got to establish what it is. It's just 100%. I'm going to stay intent. Because you know what the nigga going to do? We're going to rely on what I told you at the beginning of all this. Regardless of what my actions may tell you, this ain't that serious.
And that's exactly what I had a problem. Shout out to Damaris. Happy birthday, Queen. But that's why I had a problem. Because she's basically saying that it doesn't matter. Y'all came to an agreement. You could tell a girl, we're not going to be in a relationship. And 9 months can go by and y'all doing your thing. She gonna feel like we are in a relationship. And it's kind of like, we never communicated that. We never had, but then she was talking about how you supposed to reinforce. So after every time we hang out, I'm supposed to dap you up like, yeah, you know you're the bro, right? Like, that shit is gonna start. Like, I can't do that. Dap you up after every time I kill and be like, yeah, all right, bro. That shit gonna fuck up the mood. And if I have to keep reminding you we friends with benefits, the coochie gonna dry up. Party done.
But also, it's a part of boundaries as well, because niggas ain't good at telling the truth. Because you notice that, like, okay, let's say, like, you do end up happen to like be like, oh, I want to do this thing, and shorty's just around, you know, let me just take her with me. So you wouldn't, so you, if you don't do activities with this woman, why would you invite her to something that you like to do? You just don't want to do it alone. So you, she's just there.
Because we're friends.
Negro. No, it doesn't get friend because.
So wait, hold on. Okay, Big Money V, you like.
I'm going into woman life.
You are.
Yes.
And we know that don't make sense at all.
It don't make no sense at all. All right, give me something that you like doing. I remember you said you like looking at art and, you know, being odd, you know, being on in that world, right? So okay. If you invite one of your friends with benefits to an art show, it could be intimate, it could be wine and cheese. Is that?
I do that with my homegirl. So hey, it don't make me no difference if I invite you. Now
it's like, exactly what we're trying to say. Yo, Slick, what's the logic, Slick?
No,
you can't.
What's the logic?
The logic. Okay. Nah, she know what the logic is. Girls just want to be in control. They got to be. That's why a lot of girls' friends with benefits be some nigga they really don't give a fuck about. It'd be like, how did you kill? I don't know. She ain't give a fuck. That's it. It can't be nobody they can actually see themselves with. Because then eventually, somehow, some way, sparks fly. And it's like, ah, damn. How we get here? Why are you crying on my dorm room? Like, get out.
Come on now. Get and out. Then also, it's like, and let's be real. There's a difference between a booty call and friends with benefits. Yeah. A booty call is the one I'm gonna hit you up after 12. Like, yo, what you doing, bitch? Get up here.
Like, get up, bitch. I know your mama ain't.
You wildin'. You're dead.
That's the one that you sit here and be like, yo, what you doing? You up? You want dick and throat? Like, you. That's what you.
It was the you up or the emoji with the eye. Like, yo, what's up? Like,
and I'm only hitting you up around this time. I'm not trying to be seen with you in public for real. That's a booty call. I think y'all getting two different things switched up. Friends with benefits, we're friends, but we just find each other. We just want to fuck, and you just fulfilling. We both fulfilling our needs.
Hey, can we be honest?
But you fucking me and taking me out, and then also I'm meeting Miss Paula in the living room. Be like, hello, good afternoon.
You was gonna meet Miss Paula, even if I didn't put my dick in you. Was gonna meet Miss Paula.
No.
Yeah, I'm about to say you was never meeting my mother. I'm sorry, that was never happening. Never ever. It was strict hours.
If you was my friend before we started fucking, you was gonna be my mama anyways. We're gonna be my sister anyways. But now we fucking.
Nah, if we started out as friends and it went there, you lined me. You set me up. How we get here? Because it wasn't finna be me. That's my homegirl. Nah. Mm-mm. If I ever call you my homegirl directly, then just know it was never friendship. Let's be honest.
But my whole problem is.
Nah, but some of y'all be fucking my homegirls. Let's keep it a stack.
Some do, but at the same point, look.
Don't you ever help your friend in need? Like, you see, that's what. That's yo, shout out to the woman who be fucking their friends.
Friend, no, nah, see, because that's how it be. It's like, that's my homegirl. But you see are my homegirl.
Because you don't really like your friends, for real. Like, if you really like your friends, you know your friend was down bad and he needed some coochie, you will supply it. Be like, yo, here, friend.
That's wild.
Happy Tuesday. I want to give a shout out to them girls out here giving their friends some coochie and Tommy, giving your friend that mouth hug when he's feeling down and the world is against him. Shout out to you women over here. Y'all are doing the Lord's work over here, and y'all need to be blessed.
You are a sicko. Start calling you Sleazo. But no, I think
what's the problem, Slick? If you friends and your friend noticed, like, Slick is having a tough day at work. He's so down. He looks like he's tense. Let me go. Let me as his female friend. Let me go suck him off to get him right.
If I'm gonna be like 100%, I'm like, oh, you love me forever, haven't you? I'm gonna be a dickhead about it. I'm gonna be an asshole.
Oh, good lord! You're gonna fuck up the bag.
I'm not, because that move worked for me many times back in the day. Oh, you always love me, huh? Stop playing. Now you here for like 3 months of the semester.
Oh, you know, once a girl do that little giggle, oh, it's over.
Because I don't, because I'm
and Big Money be you laughing too, because you know it's true.
It's like, oh, I got you. Damn, this is crazy.
Don't drag me in this shit.
That's how it be.
Yeah, because you know, I'm gonna lie, Slick. I seen Big Money V at a picnic. I'm begging for a piece of chicken over here.
I was not begging that nigga. First of all, I said, my friend is drunk as hell. We not walking all the way to Fisherman Cove on Church Ave. Like, yeah. Let me get two more pieces. And how your mama and them while I'm here? Like,
Damn. It'd be like that.
Plus, leave that man alone because I giggled that nigga out of his pants.
But my problem with women, though. Wait, go ahead.
That's all it takes. She said she giggled him out of his pants. See, that little giggle was like, because what's a nigga here to get? What's a nigga here to giggle? Be like, wait a minute. And then two nights later, damn.
Oh,
you here.
But you know what, Slick?
What up?
I think it's a difference for us because we have New York City women we dealing with. New York City women would let you know, like, fuck out of here. Like, ew, nigga, get the, you little dirt neck Negro, get the fuck out my face. So if you hear her giggle, you know you good. Like, I don't know about other states.
Yeah, no, I don't think
but at least in New York, you hear the giggle. Aye, yo, she might fuck with the idea though, but a New York woman gonna tell you about yourself if she really didn't want to fuck with you on no type of level.
Yeah, nah, because I think as a dude, I don't think I've ever pursued a woman to be a friend with benefits. It's always just happened on something like, all right, what up? Cute, we chilling, we friends, or you call me friend. This the bro. I'm like, I just met you 3 weeks ago. What are you talking about, the bro? Oh, we're doing that. Say less. So I get,
you know, my favorite is when you have deep conversation with her for that first month and y'all really get to know each other, and then you hear her out of nowhere like, oh man, I just think right now I'm not ready for a relationship.
Oh no, see, you different. You fucking up the ecosystem. That's why girls go crazy. You can't do that. That's stupid. You set yourself up for a headache. Like, no.
But we all know women wants to be lied to. They don't really want the reality or the truth.
They need to be lied. Though.
I agree with that point. But I'm also saying you can't sit here and GMAC for a month and be like, nah, I don't want that. You dumb. Because now it's just like.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like, nah, I'm chilling. You know, I told.
Well, apparently, looking from this scenario, the nigga told her and they both agreed that, like, yeah, we're going through this friends with benefits. And then she switched up in a couple of months. Due to activities, mind you, no conversation happened. There wasn't no come to agreements. Oh, let's change the term to this. You, out of your own head, thought that because I'm doing this and I have not said that you're my girl, also, and we're dating.
Nope, that's two different situations in my mind. Because friends with benefits to me is like, this is just on some like we kicking it type shit. Like, there was never no deep conversation. Or if it did happen, it was probably after some drunk night. Or we was just all in a group talking and some shit, and then we started kick talking about whatever. I'm not, if I pre-ed you and we having a conversation, I made my intentions known about what I'm trying to get at immediately, whether it's I'm trying to hit or it's like, all right, you something about you is interesting, but you ain't gonna be my just my homie. Yeah,
sometimes she be dope.
She never had dope.
A friends with benefits, and she's like dope to hang out with.
Nah, she
like,
was dope.
She could vibe.
Now see, look. Yeah, look, no, nigga, see, that's
that shit.
But I don't know. But relationship is a commitment. I don't want to feel like I have.
But you feeling her? You feeling her? You just said she a dope vibe.
Yeah, nigga,
we friends.
Yeah, nigga, you like her. You want to like the insides of her without having to commit to her.
No. It's a difference. Now, if I'm stopping you from talking to a lot of nigga, or I'm doing one of them like lame nigga shit who be trying to be possessive, then cool. Yeah, I'm all in the wrong for that.
Nah, nigga. But you got to move like
Drake. I just enjoy your company.
Like my vibe. I don't like that.
Nah. I can't like your vibe. Only like your pussy. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's the point of this. Like, what the fuck?
I think we're friends benefit.
That's a booty call.
Nah, booty call is like, I just know you gonna fuck me if I tell you pull up.
Yeah, right, exactly. Now. I don't have to like you personally.
Yeah, you don't.
What the hell?
I never told a nigga who I was fucking. I like your personality.
Conversations.
Yeah, no. Nah. If we friends with benefits, we cool. Like, ha ha he he. I'm not going too in depth with you. You know what it is. Once we get into like the deep, them fucking black 90s movie shit, we just laying there both shirtless and talking about shit. Like, yo, what's your views on the war? Like, what, nigga? I don't give a fuck.
What's your thoughts on Joe Biden? Yeah, like, you think he really gonna save us?
Like, yo, what you think? Like, I don't understand why I can't connect with none of these women out here. You start talking about other girls and shit, and I had real conversation now, and all of a sudden, oh shit, we go together. It happens. It be like that. That's why you can't be having those conversations. That's how the ecosystem
is. So how long is friends with benefits? So it looks like there's an expiration date for friends with benefits. How long should a friends with benefits last?
2 months tops.
Two months tops.
And that's inconsistently. It's not seeing each other all the time type shit.
I have a different answer. So, friends with benefits last up until somebody finds something better to do. And by better, I mean
they like
you
somebody.
Find somebody else. Or you find like an official person that you want to take the next step forward with.
That's
true. Listen, you serious?
Because wait. But see, you keep them in the back pocket though. So it could be like, once you and whatever else is finished, hey, big head, how you doing? I haven't spoken to you in like 6 months.
See.
Works every fucking time.
That's the female logic of going through it, bro. That's just like, this nigga always in my back pocket. It don't matter who got who and what got what. If I send the bat signal out, he gonna answer. That's girls. Niggas,
yeah.
For us,
pretty much.
We got 2 months, and then that's too much. You might get like 7-8 fucks. If you smart, if you go over that, you risk treading into bloody water. Because now it's like, oh, we might fake go together for a little bit. Like, did this bitch buy me what I wanted for my birthday?
You can't be honest. So basically, you can't be honest and come to an agreement with a woman.
You could be, but you also got to adhere to the boundaries. If you overstep even a little bit, one of y'all going to get your feelings involved. And sometimes it'll be the niggas. Niggas think it's all cool. And then they see you talking to the nigga in the CC, and it's like, ooh. Why you talking to that lame ass nigga? Oh, I thought you said that nigga was a clown. Like, yeah, but, you know, he was funny. Da, da, da. Nah, fuck out of here. Now you mad. Now you over here with the, fuck this bitch. So.
Okay. All right. Okay. 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 I don't know, man. And shout out to the woman who, you know, friends with benefits. You know, my DMs, you know, I'm interested.
Don't be taking them to that museum, my nigga. That's how you get caught out there.
Damn, I can't spend no time. I can't be seen with you at all.
But it got to be some like real general, like not intimate, like we going with the homies type situation. Like, you got to see, like if she was a friend for benefit, she was pulling up with me and the gang. So you didn't even know who. If I was trying to pre on something, you wouldn't know who she was there for. And okay. We're gonna laugh about it. Ask like, I seen you talking to Crystal. Yeah. So he's chopping it up. You know, she's still not giving me no play though. You feel how that go? That's because you asked. You know, that's when you know.
All right. So 2 to 3 months. That's
No. Two. You get into 3 months. That's a quarter of the year.
Lie. That pussy good. I might have to do a whole quarter. A quarter is 3 months. A quarter is three months.
But you only got 7 to 8 times. You go over 7 to 8, you getting a little.
So wait, is it limited of how many times I could fuck with in that
as
2 months?
As a nigga, because you getting into that back
pocket. It's a limit?
As for a nigga.
Oh, big buddy feet with me. Oh, there's a limit?
No, because now you becoming that back pocket nigga. That could fuck your shit up later. Just think about it. Just be calm, King. For the girls, it's good. It's fine. You'll never know who her back pocket niggas is. But for you,
that's a big fact.
Let your girl find out you got a back pocket. Or you somebody back pocket. Oh, you can never.
See, that's the double standard for real. Because girls are normalized to have a roster, but we can't have a roster. Why is that the case?
Because once you choose me, it's it.
Yeah, bro, your fun is done.
They tell you they the Lulu. They're the Lulu out here.
I don't disagree.
You hear what she just said?
I don't disagree, but that's me, that's it. That's the game.
Once you choose me, that's it, nigga. Fuck, welcome to death row.
You chose her.
You know Suge Knight is in jail, right?
Okay. You chose her, King. Just be aware. Just make sure. You know, pay attention.
Keep a back pocket. Keep one of your hoes on the side. Let you know.
You know the
hoes. It's expensive though. Keep a hoe on the side.
She's not waiting around for you, my nigga. She might hit you back every once in a while, but it's over.
All right. We've been talking about this for the past couple episodes about just men preferring natural bodies, and you know we don't really want the BBL culture. But Slick, what is your thoughts on? Because shout out to Dr. Umar, he was on the Little Yachty podcast, basically saying that men should be blamed for the BBL culture, and also then women started making videos saying like, yeah, y'all the reason why. We are getting BBL. So how do you feel about men being?
No, it's not. Most women with a BBL will tell you it's not for a nigga. It was for them. So we're not it. Women don't give a fuck about what we really think. If we keep it in a stat, it's cute. They take it into consideration, but in general, they do it for themselves and other women compliments and the opportunities that sometimes these BBLs are perceived to provide for you. It's not about a man. No nigga has ever told his girl, "Yo, baby, get that BBL. I needs that." No nigga has said that. A rich nigga be like, yo, I'll pay for one, right? That's tricking.
Mm-hmm.
At least it's a benefit to my investment. It's not a bag where you just stunt. And I was like, all right, cool. I get to, you know, take back shots with some rubber booty. It's cool. You feel me? So, but I don't.
When they had the cinder block shit, shit was, that pandemic. Ooh.
I think the real shit too is like, when you think about your man's likes, like, we like the big booty bitches on Instagram. That's because it's visual. It's cool. When you see them, a Bugs Life girls in the club, you be like, how this shit happen? Or,
oh, when you take off their clothes, you'd be like,
or
it should be looking better with clothes on.
Yeah, or you get to the point where it's like, yo, I know I ain't getting her. This a nigga in here with 3 times my net worth. That's about to blow. I'm just here for the view. So that shit.
That maintenance cost is crazy.
I'm about to say. So it's definitely not for us. Again, not for the regular. And I think it also just became popular because niggas found cheap ways to do it. You know, Cardi talked about her basement butt shots and all of that. Like, so I think it's just like, all right, you get a little booty, and that seems like the media would tell you that's the key.
but not niggas. We simple. You can have no booty and have a great personality with a decent set of boobs. And be like, oh, you got it. So.
All right, as the woman on this episode of Big Money V, what's your thoughts about, you know, your gender blaming us for the BBL era?
I think, okay.
Because you team natural out here, pop your shit. Team natural hair, team natural body, pop your shit, Big Money V.
She got the natural headscarf on. I see you, girl.
Come on now. Where your dashiki at? You know, where your emerald, where your emerald chain at? Come on now.
That's a good one.
Come on now, put the incense on. You're looking like you on Church Avenue right now. We all the people
I'm
out
screaming.
Here.
Don't do that. But what I will say is I can see why Dr. Umar said that it's mostly for the male gaze. Because like when you scroll, double tap, do whatever you do on Instagram, niggas be liking the false bodies. Like y'all be praising that shit up, piping it up, and to where some like some men have like unrealistic expectations when it comes to women with the body. It's like, oh, I want perfect titties. I want perfect ass, no stretch marks. I don't want this. I don't want that. Because it's what you see on the internet. But little do you know, half of the women that's walking around here is not like that. So when you see a natural shorty, you're going to be like, oh, what the fuck is this? This is not what is portrayed on the internet. It's not something that I like. And it distorts your whatever it is that you like. Hey.
Okay.
Then also you have rappers. You have rappers like Nicki Minaj who stated like, yo, oh, niggas wouldn't accept me fully or take me on because I didn't have a BBL.
Stop the cap.
Stop the cap for real.
Stop the cap. The lady said that herself, not me. I'm just telling you what that little lady said.
Yo, I don't want to be one of them red pill ass niggas, but lady.
But you're gonna do it.
Cause I have to. Because where is the accountability?
But like, damn,
I swear, y'all. That's
what I'm saying. Until we get
no, my fault, my fault, queen. Let me give you the space. Let's go ahead.
Now there's some people who will tell you that they do this shit for their own benefit. I'm not even gonna lie about that, cause. Me and my homegirls, we definitely do be talking about like, oh, you know, once a bitch drop a few puppies, we getting them titties resurrected, might even mold up the stomach just a little bit.
Hold on, but Big Money, I gotta expose you low key, cause me and you both be talking how when Sonny and your girl stop posting and archives all them old posts, you already know what's about to happen.
You already know about the drop. The old body. That's exactly what it's gonna get.
Oh, so they snapping the coochie back too while getting the BBL?
You can do that, but I don't think most women are doing that. I don't think nobody's rejuvenating the poop.
But Big Money, where's the accountability for women? Y'all sat here and told us y'all don't do X, Y, and Z for us. Y'all do it for yourselves. Y'all in competition with other women. Soon as now, you know, BBL, some girls are getting a lot of different health problems. Some shit sagging, some shit be leaking. Also, it's men's fault. Y'all just sat here and told us for how many years y'all wasn't doing it for us. Then turn around and tell us we're at fault for it. Take that accountability. Y'all was in competition with other women. But with Dr. Umar, a lot of women were stitching that video on TikTok basically in agreement. And it's kind of like, men are not to be blamed. Women are to be blamed. Y'all in competition with other women. You see women on Instagram getting all X, Y, and Z like, you feel like if you had the same body parts, you would be better at the same or better than her. So you acquired it and you knew what it came with it. But don't sit here and switch it all to us men being like, yeah, we kind of influence it, or we kind of are the reason why we're getting BBLs. When you told us for how many years y'all was doing it for yourselves, such as makeup, the weave and everything, nails and all that. That's for y'all. So just take accountability. We're not supposed to be blamed for this. Because every time you ask a man, we tell you, we want natural body. Now, there's some fuck niggas out here that be talking about no stretch mark. I love me a little tiger stripe booty, bitch. I love that. Okay? Come on, Vito. Come on now. I love me a little tigger woman, okay? I love that. You know? I love my girl with the little fupa. You feel me? You push the fupa up. You get into business. We love natural bodies. Now, and also y'all keep saying, oh, y'all liking these BB. Yeah, but do we want to be with them forever? No. Most of the time we liking them girls on Instagram because we just want to kill. After that, there's no other stuff. So if that's your objection, if that's your goal is to get killed by plenty of guys, then yeah, go get that BBL. But if you want to build and be married and all that X, Y, and Z, I think you should just work on your natural body. Get that ass in the gym, my mind. Bust out them squats. Okay. So it's like this one. I sent this on Twitter again. It's a lot of TikTok over here. How do you feel about, and I want to be extra careful because we have, it's not partner, it's not your husband or is your girlfriend or boyfriend. Should you hold your boyfriend or girlfriend when they're going through a tough time? Play that video.
Listen, if she leaves you at your lowest, bro.
I promise I'm really trying to help you guys out.
He had his stitching off, but please watch it to its entirety because let's really talk about it. First off, I just want to start by saying, when you're in a relationship, you are just that, in a relationship. This is not for better or for worse. We did not say vows. Meaning, if she don't stay with you at your lowest, bro, you shouldn't expect a woman to stay with you at your lowest. Not in that capacity. Now, if it's like, you know, you're short on rent this month or like something happened to where like you really don't got it, it's a situational thing. That is a different story than when it is all the fucking time. Sebastian gave a really good analogy, and that's really how I look at it when I personally deal with men. If you're inviting a homegirl out or a homeboy and they constantly like, I don't got it, bro. I don't got it, bro. I ain't got no money. What are you going to do? We're going to stop asking them out. We're going to stop asking them to partake in activities we know that they cannot afford. And this is what really sends me. As a single Black woman who lives in California, IA, if I can afford my own rent, if I can work two jobs, if I can still hustle and create my own business on the side, why can't you do it? As a grown-ass man, baby, why can't you do that? And I'm not talking about like, you know.
Who wants to tackle this topic first? Should you hold your boyfriend or girlfriend now? Now, obviously, I think she's alluding that if y'all husband and wife, y'all should hold each other down in a marriage. But do you own that same level of commitment when it's just boyfriend and girlfriend?
No.
Oh, go right ahead, Slick.
I think that, especially in our community, I think that we have prescribed a lot to boyfriend-girlfriend dynamics. And I think that it's great to be a ride or die for your partner. But at the same point, to her point, I think it resonated with me the most was that, like, yo, if, especially from the woman's standpoint, like, even though we try to get away from roles, if your man's, like, just never has it, I think that's unattractive because we understand that one of the pillars in a relationship is being able to provide in some way, shape, or form. It doesn't have to be, like, you paying bills for this nigga or whatnot. But to be able to do certain things, have certain fun, like, that's all important. So I understand the voicing of, like, yo, I'm not... This nigga can't do nothing for me. I'm out. As a dude, you don't really think about, all right, I won't say all dudes, but for me, I'm not going to say I've ever thought about, like, oh, can she do X, Y, and Z? I always come into it with the mindset of, like, all right, cool, we can have some fun. We could do some things. Like, yo, I'm not pressed about your pocket. I want to do something. I have no problem paying for whatever it is if it's feasible. You feel me? So I think that for that, but a lot of women, it's like, all right, you shouldn't be put in a situation where, you know, you're trying to basically pay for this man's lifestyle, keep up appearances and lifestyle and shit like that. But if it was like on the idea of like, yo, it's a one-off thing or like something happened and came up, like as a partner, absolutely, you can support. But it shouldn't be like all the time. Like, you can't wait for somebody to get their shit together for 10 years type shit. You feel me? While you taking care of them.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely. And I think it's more so it's a temporary vibe.
Yeah, real quick is fine, but I also don't think it's a responsibility. Depending on how long y'all been at it, if it's a new situation and it's like, yo, we've been together for 6 months and you ain't never got it, like, yo, this is not fun for me, cool. But if we've been together for a couple of years, like, something happened,
it's gray. It's like, right, why is this happening? Really is the question you got to ask yourself. Like, is it a matter of negligence and you not really doing your business, or did something happen? You got laid off and something like that. Something fell through. Something, you know, unexpected bill expense came up. It's conversations that need to be had. But I don't think it's mandatory that you hold your person down when it's in tough times. Depend, because it's like, again, what are we? How do we get here? What's our story? A story to subjective. Story to story.
Okay, I have a question.
What up?
Two questions. Do you feel like if the shoe was on the foot, the guy is supposed to hold his girlfriend down?
Again, I have the
same. She's going through a tough time.
I have the same answer. I think that where we've been at dictates that response, right? We've been at it for years. It's like something like you lose your job, a situation type situation, and like, yeah, I'm gonna help you out where I can. You feel me? But if it's just like, you ain't never had it, you ain't never shown no giddy up. Like, how I met you is where you still are and you haven't progressed. I got to look at you from a standpoint of like, how is this, me doing all of this, regardless of how I feel, how is this impacting my life as well? You feel me? Because I think that's something we don't really talk about. It's like, yo, if your partner is not trying to grow, right? And, you know, life happens and they're just, wherever they were been, they let that shit set them back even more. That's not going to lead to a healthy relationship because you're not going to be able to do much. You can't, like, we talked about the graphic about the cost of living and shit like that. Like, it's hard out here, even on a decent salary, to do it for one person, let alone trying to carry.
You know, 137 to live comfortably in New York City.
Yeah, so it's 100% one of those situations where it's like, yo, I can help where I can. Like, yo, yeah, fool, for sure. Let's go. You need, like, we going on a trip. Don't worry, babe. I can do this. I want to do this with you. But if I just don't, you don't see any type of growth, and it's like, yeah, you can't really get with that.
And I agree with that point, but I'm also, I think you're talking long term. I'm talking more so like short term in a sense, because in a second, do you feel that you're during your,
oh, you cutting out, bro.
My fault. Do you feel like certain things you're practicing in marriage? So such as being able to hold your partner down, be able to be there, be a pillar for them. Do you feel like during a relationship, isn't it not practicing for marriage? So if you cannot hold your partner down and whatnot, or you're not there for them, or can't be, you know.
Not all relationships, a lot of us know, not all relationships are going towards marriage. This is just, I really fuck with you right now. A lot of guys and girls say, oh, this is not a
forever. That's the sad part. You shouldn't be in a relationship like that.
Not necessarily, because I think sometimes people date for different reasons. Because some people date to marry, but some people also date because I enjoy your company and I want to see what commitment, because it can grow into that. But initially be like, nah,
this. But you have that initial thought that you're not gonna make the title. You're not gonna make that commitment by giving her the title if you don't think it could possibly be, or you want to get married.
Sometimes you take the leap because it's like, I generally enjoy being with you, and I think I don't want, like, I want to see what this could be, but I'm not going to say everybody. Because if you automatically think marriage, I think you'll find that a lot of times people will, you know, be set up for heartbreak. Again, we got back pocket niggas, we got, you know, holes in the, you know, you got your own personal stuff that you go through. So it's kind of like, all right, nigga, I don't want to marry somebody that do that, but we were together for 3 months. You feel me? Like, all right, I can respect that as long as we have those conversations. That's why I'm like, you could hold, depending on how you're feeling and what the vibes are, but you also got, you can't be foolish. Like, all right, yeah, I'm paying this motherfucker rent for the next 6 months. Like, what? You feel me?
But I also think it's just how you, oftentimes we hear about, you didn't put a ring on my finger, or this is wife duty sort of thing. But it's kind of like, we're practicing to be husband and wife while we in this relationship. Definitely depending on how long we've been together. If we are together for 1 or 2 years, and you know, we enter in that realm where marriage isn't talks, we're practicing to be good partners, or good you know, husband and wife to one another. So it's kind of like, all right, you can't hold me down when I'm going through this, or the dynamic switch, or you checked out on me just for this 6 months that I've fallen on tough times. It's kind of like, all right, now that I bounce back, do I want to marry you? No, because you just clearly showed like you couldn't even be there for me, for real.
I get it. I'm also not putting that kind of pressure on it, because again, you got, there's a level of self-sufficiency you got to have in a relationship. It's good to have somebody you can lean on, but early on especially, immediately, like, yo, let me hold. I'm going through something. Like,
oh yeah, no, not immediately. No.
But that's what I'm saying.
This is not. What's her face? Who did I get married to? This is not that.
But I'm just saying, like, hard times, finances, and the way you deal with difficult situations. Those are the things that make or break a relationship. But it's also like to have.
But you know what? It's like we're men, so we understand that no one's going to save us.
That's true.
And we shouldn't have that. We shouldn't have that. That grace of our woman saving us. So of course, and I agree with what you're saying, because I think we have, I think we're going through similar stuff with just processing on how to be a man. We understand that no one's going to save us. So we can't even go through tough times for it. We can't even have that thought of someone being reliable or not reliable or having that rock to fall on because we're a man. And I think I think more so what Sebastian, I know we didn't play his part, but I think one thing he was alluding to was just it is a double standard, that part, that if it was the other way around, women don't have to worry about a guy leaving them when they fall on hard times because most guys is going to save them. But when it comes to a guy, it's not going to be saving.
I don't know, brother. I was about to say it depends on how I feel.
I don't know. You have to watch Sebastian. Sebastian's on TikTok. He's doing the warrior. He's on a Steph Curry run right now. That nigga stirred up the female community on TikTok.
I'll check him out. But I also, Imani can talk in a second too. But I just feel like you really go into that pocket. It's like, yeah, I don't really like you. Like, and it, we all, and again, I think we all understand the game too. And I'm going to tell you, what one nigga won't do, somebody out there will. Back pocket will, somebody will. You feel me? So that's why it's interesting. But we'll see the female perspective on this.
Yeah, Big Money B, the floor is yours, queen.
I just want to say, when certain women fall back on hard times, you might, some might get, like, you know, held down by their man, but not all. Because niggas will be like, oh, shit, you lost your job? That's crazy. That's crazy. Like, I'm sorry to hear that. Like, all you can offer is hard dick and bubble gum. So, like, not everybody have that to rely on. No.
What do you need?
I'm going to ignore you. But as far as, like, I agree with everything that Slick said. Because it varies. And it depends on, like, you know, if you're willing to do that for your partner. Because investing in them while they're down and out, but they're down and out for like 6 months with no type of backup plan or what's next, then it becomes questionable of like, why am I doing this? Or, you know, 6 months and no job? If I'm starting to pay for everything, that's becoming a, I might as well just claim you on my taxes.
6 months?
Because 6 months and you still don't got no job?
Okay, okay, but then after the 6 months, he got a job. I'm talking about, this is a person, this is not a person you just started dating. It's not a few months in, probably a year or two in. And V, I'm surprised because you will hold down a nigga. That's why I'm surprised about you, because you hold down a few niggas.
I did, but.
So what you say? Stop the cap.
But in different ways. Not for no fucking 6 months.
Hold on, Slick Peter style. Stop the cap over here, man. Come on now.
Not for 6 months. Not even going past a year.
Come on
not
now.
Not even going past a year.
But I think
won't even go past
a year. I think even in those situations,
I might hold you down with a few here and there, but like it's not like a consistent thing.
Well, I think it also depends on what you need in that time too, because sometimes, like, I know for me, whenever I'm going through something, it's like I more so need like that emotional touch to it, like just be there for me, because I'm gonna be trying to figure stuff out and like burning myself out trying to figure how to deal with a situation, right? I'm not gonna ask for bread, like we gonna figure these things out. And I think for a lot of women too, in that situation, when the shoes reverse and they gotta hold down a man, we've seen it done. And again, I think, again, we ascribe a lot of, not saying wife, like, that. I hate the whole argument, like, you're doing wifeling duties before. Because most of the time, that's just about sex and, like, cooking for niggas and shit. And that shit's just dumb as fuck. But I think we do ascribe a lot of marriage-esque qualities to our relationship because of how we've grown up and what we've seen, right? So the fact that, like, all right, yeah, you my girl. It's my little baby. We've been together for 6 months, and she going through it. So right now, hold her. I got you on everything, babe. Like, you really got to be able to be mature enough to realize if you're in a space to do such, right? or what does holding down look like? Like, oh, cool. Yeah, like, am I in a position to pay two rents right now? I'm not. But I'd be like, oh, you can come stay with me. You know, we figure it out. Like, there's ways around it, which is why I say it's not necessarily required or mandated, but it comes down to your relationship with this person and not feeling ashamed to be like, yo, I can only do what I can do. Go ahead.
But my whole thing, and the reason why I'm kind of stuck on this in a sense, because if I know for a fact, if I start feeling a hard time, you start to want to leave or get out, I don't think I don't think this relationship could never go further. Maybe that's something I got to work on. Maybe I have to talk to Dr. Asia Jones about something like that. But if I have the feeling, or you show me that once stuff start going a little left, awry, and then you start like leaving or itching to leave, oh, I'm like, what do girls say? The ick. I'm going to get the ick. I'm going to get the ick, and I'll be like, oh, damn, I can't really fuck with you like that, because I'm either I'm going to have to stay on my grind and never, ever get in that position ever again, which I'm going to naturally try to do. But I just know, like, you're not really in it for all. So then I might break up.
You're not wrong, though, because I think, again, you also got to see, like, you see how real a person is, a genuine a person is. And if somebody wants to leave at the first sight of hard times, and it's like, oh, shit, like, you really wasn't who I thought you were. And that's okay. Again, every relationship does not end in marriage or whatever, babies and whatnot. So I think it's just to be aware of that and just be like, yo, when, like, this is the oldest shit and it's the realest shit. When somebody show you who they are, believe them. Because sometimes they could be great for that 90%. But then that 10% of the time...
Wait, say that again one more time, because I think Big Money V and all the women out here need to hear that again. Say that loud.
When somebody shows you who they are, you got to believe them. And I think...
Okay, then.
And to your point, it's just like, all right, cool. I can look past it, but then you're setting yourself a heartbreak later. And it's just like, all right, cool. If you show me when that percentage of time where we weren't able to get what you wanted or what you needed, or you felt like I wasn't, you know, my hard times made your life, it was a burden on your life, and you was ready to go, all right, thank you for the time, we had a great run. Sometimes you gotta be able to say that. So
Big Money, you got anything you want to say?
You ain't have to blow me up like that. That's the, like, I just,
no, sometimes
you blew me up twice. First of all all niggas that's listening, I don't take care of niggas. I just don't. If you are not mine, I do not.
Nah, niggas, you're looking for a sponsor. She a sponsor for real. They don't call you a Big Money
B. I don't do none of that.
No, Slick, she told me what type of date she would take a girl on if she was a dude. No,
because I'm taking myself on the date.
No, but you said if you was a dude and a nigga took you on this type of date, you might be reliable to give up some coochie. Let them know what type of date you're going on, and I wanted to hear the price point, too. Go ahead, real quick, before we get to I choose one.
So, the date is because, you know, I like a little Italian. So, I finally scored a reservation for a certain restaurant that we will not name because Brian is pissing me off.
Also,
like I said, it's not for no sponsor shit. I'm taking myself out, okay?
But you said that if a nigga took you out to that, you'll be very...
I'm not giving no cookie.
The date is over $500.
Yeah, that's
because
that's a relationship date, that's, or a trick date, one or the other.
But that wasn't that nigga. The way she was mentioning it was like there wasn't. that's a regular nigga taking her out for $500 over here because she wants to do this. What was it? A show or a scenery?
First of all,
what one nigga won't do, another one will. We have said this.
Exactly. And it's an orchestra. It's a whole orchestra that plays neo soul.
That's fire.
And it's like nothing. Like, the whole entire ambiance is just fucking amazing. Like, and it's shit that I like. It's shit that I like.
You out, fellas. Take notes. I'm going to put her information.
Don't steal my shit, because I don't want to see none of y'all in there. I seen what y'all did to
stuff. I'm giving them notes to get at you, Big Money. I'm giving them notes to come to get at you, though. She like neo soul. She like incense.
And she I'm like not paying Erykah Badu. For shit.
She wear head wraps, you know, she so, like, I'm talking, take her to a little neo soul spot, little jazz You know, one of them shits out there. You feel me?
And first of all, the tickets were inexpensive. It's $75 a piece.
$75. So that's $150. That's $150 off the rip, without anything else.
Damn, what restaurant does this just sound fire? I'm trying to find it myself.
No. This is not the restaurant part. This is not the restaurant part. It's like, this is just the ambiance of the jazz club. So you already won.
It's not even a jazz club. It's like a whole orchestra. Like, they do like these type of shows. I think everybody's seen it.
So, it's like, it's just a show. We were already at $150 for just a show. Then we going to this nice Italian restaurant. And you know her palate is immaculate.
You going to Carbone.
So you dropping at least $200 or something.
Oh, this is because
she want dessert.
She said it's a $500.
She wants appetizer.
Night. See, she got to go with a relationship nigga, because a real nigga will be like, hold on now. It better be so stewing and percolating.
$150 for the show. It's going to be over $200. I'm being generous with the $200 for the dinner, because I know the type of restaurant she likes to go to. And you know she's six lemon drop mommy over here. So and she love a little app and a dessert. So I'm being generous with $200. Right. So we had $350.
That's
before you know you gotta.
That's before tipping gratuity. Gratuity and all the tax is over.
And then you know you gotta drive her back. You know gas these days.
I'm taking Uber. Like
so, boom. She wants to be an Uber to the place and back. You know she. You know I'm not. You know she from Brooklyn and the place is in Manhattan. How much is that Uber back and forth, Slick?
What night of the week you going?
Wait, hold on. Let me see. Hold on. Let me go back to my calendar. I'm a busy woman. Hold on. What is that day? Hold on. It's a Thursday night.
That might not be too crazy. It might be like 70 each way type shit.
No, because it's not. No, we good 40-ish because I don't live too far from Manhattan.
Okay, so 40, but you might have a little late night surge pricing. You know, you about to hit us with that. So
yeah, they love doing that shit.
So it might be that's 110 for the Ubers altogether.
And then you gonna want to drink at the show, right?
You can come back home and drink. Like
you're a lie.
You can come back home and drink. Ain't nobody out on a Thursday. And first of all, nowhere stays open late on a Thursday.
Okay. You know what? But anywho, you know, just know, talk to Big Money V. Get your bread right. But let's get to our choose one to wrap this episode up. This week's choose one. You have to choose one to live with forever. You have four choices: acne, a gap tooth, butt chin, or a receding hairline. You have to choose one to live with forever.
Receding hairline.
I'm talking about, no, but in a picture I sent you is a George Jefferson.
That's fine, nigga. They got hair units. I'm fine.
Pull up to the scene with your ceiling missing.
That's fine. They got hats. I'm a fly nigga. I get dressed. I will wear a fedora in a motherfucking minute.
But you can't. Now, niggas gonna treat you like Neo. You know, every time Neo take off his hat, niggas be like.
First of all, that BMF wig is slapping.
I'm about to say, all I gotta do, I could pull off bald. You know, I'll be all right. You know?
No, you're talking about the two pieces on the side. It's not bald, my nigga. I'm talking about George Jefferson, my nigga. You're going to have the hair on the side and the top piece missing.
I paid too much for these teeth, so my gap, no. Acne, that's here or there. I drink water. I'll be okay. What's the other one? What's the third one? What's the fourth one?
I think it was like not a missing chin, but like a...
Oh, butt chin?
My
head too long to have a butt chin. Yeah, nah, I'm going with the Jefferson.
Like, you got that. Matter of fact, the Natalie Lund. You got the Natalie Lund type of chin.
The crimson chin.
The crimson. So you going with the receding hairline because you feel like you could wear hats and you Gucci?
Hell yeah, I can't walk around like this all day.
Like, I might go around a boohoo stocking cap all around.
I'm bro, fucking done.
You could wear a hat. It's 1-800-TRICK-A-BITCH. As soon as I take the hat off when we get to the crib, like, this nigga ain't had no hair the whole time.
Yo, are you hat bitch, bitches?
Nah, niggas be out here hat fishing. I almost got caught once or twice last summer.
Mm-hmm, that's fine. It's A-OK. I'm going to give me some DeChico Beans dreadlocks on the side and all of that. We're going to make it do what it do.
Don't do that now. Yeah, you're going to do basically Chico Bean. You see how his shit looking.
I'm fine that with shit. That, I look better than Chico Bean. It could work. I'm like, look at me when I did have hair. Our babies will be beautiful.
But you can pull off the gap. Some of the gap look good on people. You feel me?
I like my shit's connected. I'm not going to hold you.
Big money, which one are you choosing?
I take the acne shit. I had a sister acne all from what, early childhood all the way to the end of high school. I live.
Oh, because you got makeup. That's cheating over here. You
gonna apply that makeup? No. That shit comes through the makeup. That shit comes through.
It definitely does come through the makeup. Them shits be big.
Yeah.
Them shits be
like. But instant skin, your skin is important to you. You want acne?
I take care of my skin. So I'm good with the whole, you know, I got a whole routine. I'll be fine. As you can see, I'm wearing a pimple patch as we speak. I buy a whole box of these bitches.
Okay, so you're going with the receding hairline. She's going with the acne.
I'm in this bitch like
this. I don't know. I might fuck around with the gap. I might fuck with the gap if it's not no ridiculous, OD shit. But I could flex it.
You ain't never had a girl tell you she loved your smile. That's why. See, once you hear that for the first time, once you hear that, you never want to go back. Like, ooh, every time you smile, I get so warm inside. Like, stop it.
Oh man. Okay, man. I think that's a good way to end it. I leave Big Money V info down below. You know, remember, she like Neo Soul, Erykah Badu, Incense, and you know, Church Avenue type vibes. Okay, so come to her. Correct. You heard right, Big Money V. You have anything you want to say? Alright, she don't have nothing else to say. please follow us on all social media at This Might Not Go Well. If you need branded deals, business opportunity, please email us at thismightnotgowell@gmail.com. I'm the host with the most, the voice of outside, B Breezy, aka Poppy Size Zone.
It's your boy Slick Grace, and y'all be great, and we'll see y'all next week. We out of here.
To Cam.
Try to tell them we up next, you can't stop that. This your favorite podcast. Every show is lit, baby. You know what we finna do. Slick gon' talk that slick talk, he gon' get political. Okay. Do not switch topics, nope. Niggas is toxic. Poppy shots don't always say it's something wrong, but if you don't like it, what we saying, nigga, oh well. We try to tell you, baby, this might not go well. This might not go. Hey, that's it. One take. We're not even doing it again. Keep that. That's the one.